for no tax.
Million people watched Glee on Sunday, and 111 million saw the Packers beat the Steelers 31-25. Did you fall into either one of these groups, or were you doing something else, like meditating, smoking a blunt, looking for jobs on the internet, reading your kids' bedtime stories? I don't know. But obviously there were some people that were doing something else. But those numbers are huge for a scripted comedy musical show, 28.6. You have to think of the numbers of like an American Idol. And those are just phenomenal numbers for Fox. Rupert Murdoch, the richest, keep on getting richer. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. You always can throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what your political stripes are, as I'm fond of saying, left of left, right of right, confused, somewhere in between, from the I don't give a damn anymore brigade. Well, I hope you're not from that brigade, because I think you have to care. I can understand the frustrations, but don't be one of those people that decides, I'm just going to slurk away from it all. I hate everything and everybody. So here's the number, 800-259-5791. I'm going to say it again, backwards. 1-9-7-5-9-5-2-0-0-8. I did that for the benefit of Matt Johnson, who thinks that I have dyslexia when it comes to numbers. And I pretty much do. I rehearse that. So anyway, hopefully you know the number and you're not too confused. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl. We'll be talking about the situation in Egypt, what's happening on the Hill. Big conversation today over money, money, money. Of course, it's always about money, isn't it? This time, though, the president was talking to the Chamber of Commerce and pretty much kicked them in the rear end, saying, hey, it's time to cough up the cash. You want to help out? You need to help out. So here's what we need, $2 trillion. Come on, America. You can help us out. Bail us out. And what's interesting is, in a new poll, 62% of voters oppose raising the debt ceiling. See, it comes back to money. Explain it to us again and again and again. Why do we raise the debt ceiling? What's going on with spending? Ooh, we're sick of it. Let's start with Egypt, though. Let's go to another land. Why not? And Egypt, of course, is all about the revolution at hand. But is the revolution losing steam? The Muslim Brotherhood is thinking of kind of pulling back a little, if you will, because they don't believe they're going to have much of a say in what happens next. It seems as though Mubarak may be there until September or close to September. There's all kinds of anti-government protesters that are still around. But in Cairo, it was a little bit more business as usual. Shops were open. The crazy traffic jams that they're known for were going on. So there was space. There were tents that were set up. And there were people that were still walking around with signs and all that sort of stuff. But it's now dropped down a notch. That's when reality kicks in. And the demonstrations have been so violent and disruptive. What is it doing to the economy of the local businesses there? And the answer is, ding, 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 we need to get back to work. So some are going back to work, and others are still in tents, camping out, and holding these protests. Mubarak, it's been rumored, might be the recipient of a secret plan to end his regime and move on to Germany. In other words, take the loot and run. Where is his loot? Allegedly, in banks in the United States and in Switzerland. Because remember, the United States has been paying Egypt for how many years? 30-plus years. Any chance that Mubarak took some for his administration? I would think so. So 80-some percent went to the military. Where did the rest go? This is a familiar theme, isn't it? Is it true, do you think, that Germany would be the place for him to go? Does he leave for, and see, here's the thing. The plan could be he's got something wrong and he might be going to this health clinic. And he could stay there until the September elections are over. So do the math. There's a whole lot of months in between. And his cabinet, or this sort of newly formed cabinet, would take over in the transition. I don't know. Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, had an interesting thought. He said, why not cut off the money? Why are we paying the money to Egypt? Why are we doing that? I don't understand. Why don't we just say no more? Why don't we cut off all foreign aid? But let's just stick with Egypt for a second. He was on a show I like. I like Neil Cavuto, and I'll watch Neil Cavuto. And so Congressman Paul happened to pop up, if you will, when I happened to be watching Cavuto. I'm sure it's reported all over the place, but I did catch it live. And what he was talking about is that he said the American people need to learn about the connection between foreign aid and friendship, where our aid might really be going, which, wink, wink, nod, nod, that's what he's talking about when he talks about Mubarak. And so he went a little bit deeper and said, as we continue to spend the money, then there's a new group, and then there's somebody else ripping us off. And if Mubarak is worth $70 billion, how much of that is from the U.S. money that's been paid? I'd say a ton of it. So all of his money buried in these banks. And then think about the other aid that goes to other countries in the Middle East. Are we getting any bang for our buck? I think that's the question. I think Congressman Paul was smart to stir that up, stir that pot. Where is the money going? Is it? And see, here's the thing. If it is securing allies and necessary things, necessary evils, well, then you could say, yeah, that makes sense. But is it doing that? Al in Canada, you get the first crack. What's up?
Yeah, hi, kid. I got lousy eyesight, so I'm probably wrong on this, but I think I saw you sitting with Rush Limbaugh and George Bush Jr. at the Super Bowl yesterday. That wasn't you, was it?
No.
Was Rush and George Bush Jr. there?
Bush was there, yes. George Bush Jr., if you want to call him Jr., W was there, and Laura was there, and John Madden was there,
I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are Rush Limbaugh's favorite team, so I thought he'd be there sitting up at the box. But it was, you know, I am not an Hispanophobe. I love chili con carne and burritos and tacos and all kinds of, I love Mexican food, and I think The Lonely Bull by the Tijuana Brass is one of the best songs. Have you ever heard that song? There's no words to it. It's an instrumental. The Tijuana Brass. There's a song called The Lonely Bull by the Tijuana Brass. The point I'm trying to make is I love Mexicans, but Christine Aguilera is a Mexican American, right?
Right.
I think so. And I swear that she was singing the Mexican national anthem yesterday. To me,
you are very funny tonight, sir. Yes, she was so confused over some of the words. She knew the basics, and this is somebody, as a kid, she sang this song, so you would think she would kind of have it. I get that it can be difficult, but she butchered some of the main words. To the point, I'm glad you brought it up. The Star Spangled Banner, do you know the words? We're going to talk about it next. Hang with us, Super Bowl stuff and all that in between. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LaSigaIG.com. LaSiga's competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LaSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LaSig, for today's modern smoker.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, this man would never butcher the Star Spangled Banner. James Brown, no way, no how. Too smooth. Someone would help him out. There's just no way. He wouldn't even go there if he couldn't sing it smoothly, I don't think. The Super Bowl, I said it at the top, 111 million people watched the Super Bowl in the United States. Huge numbers for the show that followed Glee. And the Green Bay Packers beating the Steelers 31-25 in the end. A couple of turnovers, Ben Roethlisberger, that were costly. Although the Steelers did have a chance to come back in it. Did you really think that was going to happen? I didn't think so. And they didn't. So it was a big moment for Rodgers, because you got to remember, this is a guy who was the backup to Brett Favre, carrying the clipboard, waiting, then doing the dance with Favre, whether he was coming back or not, and then he came back, and then he left Green Bay, and then it was finally Aaron Rodgers to take over. So, and he really had to be careful how he played that. And always the take was, well, geez, is this guy, you know, is he good enough to really win a Super Bowl? And, I mean, the answer is it was just the right timing for them. They did get lucky along the way, I think, but that's football. Football is a game of inches, baby, a game of bounces, a game of turnovers. If we're going to be real about it, that's what it's full of cliches. But ultimately, yes, you have to have some skilled people, but also you got to get the right things to happen for you in the game. And they happen at the right time for the Green Bay Packers. So a huge win for the Packers. And obviously there are a lot of cheesehead fans. They were elated. Aaron Rodgers was grinning from ear to ear. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. And here's some of his thoughts after the game on the big win.
That's kind of been my career there. It's just the journey of waiting for an opportunity and making the most of it. high school, junior college, Division One, being a backup, you know, getting overlooked on draft day, 3 years as a backup, finally get an opportunity, I knew I had to make the most of it. And this was another opportunity last night that don't come around that often. I actually missed the little table there. It didn't get sized up. I was wondering if I was taking my pregame shower, if that was a bad omen or not, that I actually didn't get size for my ring. So hopefully I can still get size for that.
All right, so talking about the ring, thinking about the ring. A huge moment for Aaron Rodgers. Somebody said to me today, wow, what'd you think of the Black Eyed Peas? What'd you think of their performance? Terrible. I thought it was awful. The sound, here's the first thing. The sound, forget it. The sound was so off from the second they hit the stage, the first song out of the gate. That was the problem. The sound at Jerry World, $1.2 billion worth of it, has never been great for musical acts. Even U2, when they were there, a little bit off. Not the same U2 that you saw, I don't know, in the Meadowlands and some other places. So, I don't know. There's something not right with the acoustics, I think, of the Cowboy Stadium. That was part of the problem. And I don't think it was a great moment for the Black Eyed Peas. I don't think that was certainly not one of the best Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. And then that begs the question, okay, well, now you open the door to that. So who was the best halftime performance of all time? Who was the best? Hands down, I started to think about that. And I'd have to go back and really think about it. But off the top of my head, I liked it, and I was there live and covering the Super Bowl when Sting was there the year that, it was maybe 2000, 2001, I want to say. And I thought he was pretty good. I thought that was a pretty good halftime show. Michael Jackson, you know, hate to say it, but it's true. If you go back and you think of Michael Jackson.
That one was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that was pretty good. How can you go? I mean, you go back, it's easy, you Google it, you look at it, and just look at it, just watch it, and you have to say he did knock your socks off. I mean, that was a performance. The Black Eyed Peas did not do that. I didn't, you know, the dancers in the field, okay, they were glowing, and that was all right, but I didn't think it was, and the music was off anyway. The sound was off, so that was awful at the start. It really threw you.
I despise that group in general, but the halftime show itself was horrible.
Terrible.
We muted it at the party I was at because no one could take it anymore. A couple other people left. That was the time to get, you know, more food and a fresh beer or something or go to the bathroom because that was just awful. I mean, there's been some bad halftime shows, but that's up there with probably some of the worst.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, even, you know, The Who, Springsteen, I thought those were solid. Michael Jackson, the best, though, best hands down. I mean, absolutely. But just that halftime show, And then, too, you start at the beginning of the game, and you've got Christina Aguilera, who is, you know, I know it's a difficult song. It is, because everybody wants to do something different with it. And you'd be surprised at some of the people who really knock it out of the park. Remember Whitney Houston, this was a long time ago, when she sang, it was during Desert Storm, when she sang the Star Spangled Banner. But she did, it was good. It was a good rendition. She wasn't as nutty then or something, but whatever. She did a solid rendition of it. So, Christina Aguilera, forgetting the words. You know, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, right? She got that part right. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, it was this part, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. I started to think about this, and then, of course, there's other... you go back and there's other lyrics to that. But I thought about it yesterday. Do I know the words? I've been to a zillion sporting events covering so many of them. But just even as a kid going to them, I thought, you know, I could cut someone some slack. I mean, you can cut someone some slack, but she's a performer. And she should have had that memorize. What was she that nervous? She couldn't have been that nervous because she didn't look nervous. And then that gives the, that kicks the door open for people to just rip her. And of course, that's what's happening because she forgot the lyrics. And I'm getting people that are chatting and saying things, and then other people who are sending me emails saying, I think she was on drugs. She wasn't right, Kate. Something was wrong. What do you think was wrong with her? You know, what was it? I don't know. I don't know if it was just that she was off her game or if she was, I'm not going to say she was on something, but if was she nervous? It doesn't seem like it. And then it seemed as though her performance was like that movie Burlesque that she's in, the way she was belting out the tail end of it. I don't know. I've seen all kinds of things with the Star Spangled Banner. I have a friend named Joey Vincelli, and he plays the sax, and he's done the Star Spangled Banner and, you know, NHL hockey games and other places, and he does it with the sax, and it's very good. Because the teams are always looking for different things. But this is a big moment. Of all the places where you sing the Star Spangled Banner, when you're at a premier sporting event, especially the Super Bowl, that's going to be big. And that's a big stage for them. You know, people don't realize this, but it's like the Black Eyed Peas. They don't get paid for that performing, for that performance. Did you know that? They get anything they want, I'm sure, in the crazy green room, and they get flown luxury and all that and accommodations, but it's not about the money. It's about the exposure to that kind of an audience, because of course you have a new CD dropping, a new movie, a new, you know, whatever. And I think that was a rough rendition, because you can't leave words out. I mean, maybe if she didn't leave the words out, there were moments where it was fine, but I think leaving the words out was just, you can't do that. National anthem. All of you living in other places know what I'm talking about. It's like the sacred cow that you can't slaughter. Imagine that happening in Canada. Oh, Canada. Kate Smith, when she sang it, and other people, that's going way back, but other people have done it and have done a great job. But imagine forgetting the words to Oh Canada. Of course, there are not a lot of words, but you would really not ingratiate yourself to the people of Canada. So the Packers win it in the end, 31-25. Nobody nailed the score. There were a lot of people that picked the Steelers and thought the Steelers were going to win, and they didn't win. They didn't win. It was all about the Packers in the end. And how's this for cocky? The Packers getting their rings fitted early on Saturday. Was that a good ploy by Coach Mike McCarthy? Well, it worked out, didn't it? Stay with us, Odds and Ends, on the flip side.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Tonight, just a stone's throw away from Crawford. Ring any bells with anyone out there? This is Odds and Ends. We're talking about a lot of different things. I just got off talking about the Super Bowl, started talking about Egypt, and should we just cut off the money? You know, for as much as I will say this, and this has always stuck with me, even from social studies class, why, oh, why is it? And listen, we live in a free country, so bring on the criticism, baby. But why is it that the Brits and that others in Europe and others in Latin America and Asia, etc., they just crucify the U.S., but yet everybody wants our help? Show me the money, baby. You know, when you see Lady Liberty, that's what it is. But make sure you bring the cash. Bring the cash. We want your cash. But then we want to just kill you and tell you how much we hate the United States and how much we hate Americans. Which I hate to say that because I lived in Europe and the people I thought the people at the time certainly treated me great. I mean, they treated me like I was their daughter, and that was in England, and that was in Spain, and that was all everywhere I went. But I don't understand all this heavy anti-American rhetoric, but yet still wanting the support of America. So Congressman Paul, which is what I talked about briefly at the top, says, you know what? We got to be careful. We're spending this money. We're giving aid. Is it for friendship? What are we getting out of the deal when we're giving money to these other countries? I mean, I get it in crisis in Haiti and Thailand and other people who have needed help. But what about when it's just, okay, we're going to give humanitarian aid, we're going to give this, we're going to help here. With Egypt, was it the buying of friendship so we had an ally, a stake in the game, and if we just keep them afloat, this is a good thing because look at Israel and where Israel is and look at the rest of the Middle East and, you know, this is what we have to have here. But imagine if you just completely choked off all foreign aid. Imagine if $33 billion was just done. And that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because we live in a global economy. And certainly the world is all about global. And this would be the wrong time for a complete pullback. I always say this about the Made in America stuff. You got to do more of Made in America because why are we not making things? Why are we shipping everything away? Because the businesses are so greedy and they can get them made cheaper. And, of course, then Americans in turn get used to the cheaper prices. I get it. I get how the cycle started. But somewhere along that conveyor belt, too much of it went overseas. And that there has to be some pullback on that. There has to be more push to buy, hey, let's spend some money in America on American-made products. That has to happen at some point. I'm going to jump off my soapbox. This is the unfiltered part of Odds and Ends and go to Ann in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
And who?
Yeah. And who,
every time
exactly.
Ann, I should pick another pseudonym.
There you go.
Because you say, everybody says, and they're saying and, but it sounds like they're saying Ann, and I think, so I ought to choose a different one.
Exactly.
Everybody's talking about the national anthem. And I was blessed the other night at being late for the party. I say blessed, evidently it was a good thing I was not there when she butchered it. Evidently she did it bad.
She did. She forgot the words.
Yeah, Rosie, when she did it, she did not realize that there are places where you don't use your humor. And from that day on, I had no use for Rosie.
She sang the national anthem. It was at a Padres game. And it was, and of course it got played everywhere because, yeah, she was doing this crazy spoof on it. She paid the price for that too. She paid the price for doing that. And it took her a long time to even get a foothold back in, we'll say, because so many people were very upset by that. And it was wrong. It wasn't funny.
Right.
It wasn't even funny. So if it was supposed to be a parody, you better be funny.
I've been listening to the talk shows, and a couple of them have played the Cactus Cuties.
Yeah.
While you're gone on break, look them up, YouTube them, and you'll want to play it tonight if you possibly can, unless you have you always have plenty to talk about with everything that's happening these days.
The Cactus Cuties, okay.
They're kids.
Yeah.
And, listen to him off the air or have Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Have Matt look him up, and you'll love him. And I'd love to hear it on your show, too.
All right, so we'll have to check it out because I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'll have to go listen to them. As much as my musical variety can kind of span and I can bounce in different directions, I do not know the Cactus Cuties. Do you know the Cactus Cuties, Matt? Do you know who this is?
I am not familiar with it at the moment. I'll have to do some.
Are they a bar band from Minnesota? They're not from Jersey, I can tell you that. I never saw them at the Stone Pony. I don't know.
If it was the Snow Cuties or something
the
like that.
Snow Cuties.
But the Cactus Cuties makes me think it's Southwest.
Yeah, probably. All right, by the way, Bruce from the UK, who's kind of taking some digs at America tonight, says Roseanne Barr is a buffoon. I would have to say, I agree, she was a buffoon when she did that Star Spangled Banner rendition. You know, she had that popular show, which I never watched it, but the Roseanne show was popular for a while. And then that went off the air, and she tried to do some other things, but she shot herself in the foot there. I think, you know, there's certain places you can't tread, and if you try to do it, you really have to pull it off. And comedians know that. I mean, that's the comedian's quest. There is such a thing as the whole shock deal, but, boy, if you're going to shock, if you're going to do some kind of a shock thing, it has to hit its mark. It can't be a bad rim shot. In other words, it has to hit its mark. Sam is listening. Well, all rim shots are bad, so it's a rim shot that's really, really bad. Sam in Montreal, hello.
Just remember my rendition of the Star Spangled Banner?
I do, and it was pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you.
We even posted it. If people want to hear Sam's rendition, go to What You Missed on americatonight.net. Click on that, and you have to go back a little ways, and you'll see it there, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll check that on Julie's computer.
There you go.
Yeah, because she's, yeah, you know. Anyway, yeah, did watch the game last night.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, okay, you did. So what did you think? I know that everyone watched, and it was so great, but I don't know. It's just, I thought the game was okay.
It wasn't one of the best Super Bowls,
no.
But then again, it wasn't one of the worst.
No.
You know, for sure, you know.
It wasn't a blowout. It wasn't, remember, I can't even remember what year this was. Remember when the 49ers with Steve Young played the Chargers? That was a stupid,
Or the 49ers beat Denver like John Madden said about that game. He said San Francisco played almost a perfect game in that Super Bowl. That's the way he described it. And unfortunately, I mean, even though where we were watching, they have a satellite dish, we weren't able to see a lot of the commercials, but we did see them, you know, they were posted on the net. And some of them were pretty good, you know?
The commercial I liked. I liked the Darth Vader Volkswagen commercial. That was dressed up like a Darth Vader. It was great.
Oh, yeah. And then, well, some of their friends, they have, you know, girls who were like friends of Justin Bieber, and they were like, oh, wow, look at him. And I'm thinking, him and Ozzy Osbourne, it was something like, it was weird, but at the same time, it was like, hey, you know, opposites attract, so, you know.
Right. What they were trying to do with that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And, well, you know, and like everyone's probably seeing nowadays, Brett who?
Yeah. Brett Favre. Yeah.
A friend of mine in New York did see, I don't know if you've heard about this one-man play on Broadway about Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi, yeah.
A friend of mine went to see it. Said it was, on a scale of 1 to 10, he gave it a 7.5. So his wife didn't know anything about football, but she loved the acting.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously if it ever goes on the road, and it does. Oh, by the way, the way they handled the those 1,200 seats, I think Jerry Jones can kiss the 2015 Super Bowl goodbye.
Yeah, I think so, too. First of all, the weather and the problems anyway in Dallas, that's the 50th year. So I do not believe they're going to give the 50th Super Bowl.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
So while many people were watching what we've been talking about, this record-setting Super Bowl, there were people in tents in Cairo on the square protesting, although the protesting is much more peaceful, not so violent as it had been the last couple of days. It's in the third week, so what now happens in that country? The rumor is Mubarak leaves under some crazy circumstance of whatever, goes to Germany for a while, then that's it. He leaves with all the loot, all his money intact, and somebody else comes in for this transition, part of, you know, like his VP. Ooh, what a transition. One dictator to another. Let me hand you the baton. The people are protesting. And what is it that the people want? Free elections. The elections aren't until September. So, under the category of ain't that a kick in the head, let's see what Roger Madden's take is on all of this.
It was Winston Churchill who said that God takes care of drunks and the United States of America. Well, from my observation of how the American administration is dealing with the current Egyptian uprising, America's luck may be running out. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. The most unnerving thing about the massive protest on Tahrir or Liberation Square in Cairo, going on for more than a week, is the lack of anti-American signs or the ubiquitous burning of American flags. What's going on here? One may conclude that the focus of the protesters, made up of young people from nearly every walk of life, is the removal of Hosni Mubarak, president of Egypt, for 30 years. Personally, I find that hard to absorb. Anyone familiar with the Middle East knows the deep and wide resentment, yes, even the antipathy for America. It is natural and expected, in that Islam being a theopolitical religion, that the United States is viewed as a country which is not only interfering and meddlesome, but an obstacle to Islamic expansion. In every part of the Middle East, Israel is considered America's stalking horse, worse, a javelin, stuck in the very center of its heart. Hosni Mubarak holds no less of a position. Ask any Egyptian about the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, which Mubarak has supported for more than 30 years, and he will tell you it was wrong from the day it was entered into. Ask any Egyptian whether the policies of the United States are the reason for Egypt's current economic and social problems, and the answer will be a resounding yes. So if any of this is true, I again ask, where are the anti-American signs, the burning of American flags representing these powerful opinions and beliefs? The purpose of their absence is to numb the American viewing public into believing all is well on the Arab street. However, I contend that there is a direct relationship between the absence of the anti-American protesters and the strong presence and influence of the theopolitical Muslim Brotherhood, which represents at least one-third of the Egyptian body politic. When you next read that the Muslim Brotherhood, the most radical and violent group in Egypt, is entering into negotiations with the forming of a new government, you will have your answer. Soon, Churchill will be right, only with respect to drugs. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I thought.
All right, interesting. His one-third is right, because that is the majority of the population. I think I talked about this before. The part of the deal is 52% in Egypt unemployed, 25 and younger, which is a problem in the Middle East, not just in the Middle East, in the United States of America, there's a problem with that. But in the Middle East, you have Jordan under the same, having the same kind of problems. In other words, so many unemployed, so many of the youth unemployed. And it's a similar thing to what's going on in Egypt. So there's a lot of dancing behind the scenes, I feel, that's happening that we're not really aware of. Little things leaking out. You can call all you want and try to figure out what's happening on the Hill, and you're really not going to get some straight answers. There's a lot of tap dancing, in other words. Speaking of tap dancing, I feel like I want to get this in real quick. The president's spoke before the Chamber of Commerce. It was kind of a weird deal. He was applauded only twice, and as was described earlier in a previous hour of America Tonight, there were crickets sometimes with some of his jokes that just, they just fell on the floor with this crowd. And one of the things clearly that the president talked about, he said corporate profits, this is probably when he heard the crickets, have to be shared by American workers, and that we're fighting to reform the tax code and increase exports and translate profits and bonuses and have the bonuses trickle down to the American workers, because that's, you know, the bottom line. So, like I said, you can understand why there might have been a few crickets. And then talking about that business needs to really kick in the investment to the tune of $2 trillion. Good luck on that one. Dan in Texas waiting in the wings. Hey, Dan.
Madam President.
Hello.
Glad to hear from you. Okay, first off, Egypt. Mubarak was pretty ticked at Obama and Clinton, so he told them to go pound sand. He'll leave when he wants to, and then they started deciding they'll make a deal, and they will. Somebody tried to kill Suleiman. Two of his bodyguards bit the dust, but he made it out okay. He's the next guy to take over for the military. The military is backing Mubarak, more or less. They're not wanting to shoot their people, because that would cause the people to turn against the military, but that's where we're at right now. The protests and stuff will sort of fizzle away, because the one thing they got to have is food and support, and the food is in short supply, and that's why all the unrest, also in Tunisia and now in Egypt, there's a shortage of food. These people are hungry. They're only making $2 a day. Now to get to business for America, you keep talking about how we need to do manufacturing here. Fine, we can do that. But we got to get this clown off our back first and get away with these damn regulations. we can't manufacture here with all the regulations. Have you ever tried to start a business of your own?
Yes.
Have you?
Okay. And I
then
totally
you know
agree
what
with
I'm
you. Yes,
about.
There's too much red tape. You're right.
You
absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, we get that taken care of, we'll solve the problem. And as far as those characters that had the $2 trillion, socialism always fails when it runs out of other people's money. It has run out of ours. Now it's looking to the boys that still have a stash to try to take that away. And they're going to suggest they do it voluntarily first, and then they're going to come up with a huge tax to lay it on them and say, look, you either pony up or this is it, Jack.
That's right.
We didn't
want your money before. Now we want your money because we screwed the pooch
with our stimulus and everything else.
You
got it.
Yes.
Hey, we are going. I'll talk to you later.
All right. We agreed on a lot of what you had to say, Dan, in Texas. You were pretty funny tonight, too, as well. Give us the money now. We want it. Absolutely. Crazy. And it is about the money, isn't it? The Huffington Post. Anybody out there ever check the Huffington Post? The Huffington Post agreed to a buyout from AOL. You know what the price tag on that was? The price tag on the buyout, $315 million from AOL. And you think of, I mean, the Internet is the Wild West. And the Huffington Post, whether you agree with the opinions in the Huffington Post, which are the complete opposite of the Drudge Report, or anything else that would be more conservative, they have been a successful business story. What a startup story it was, too. And initially, you know, sure, there were a little bit, there were some investors who pumped some money into it, but they were really stringing this out. So $315 million from AOL. AOL's been around. How long has AOL been around? Forever. You know, AOL is like the retirement home of internet, I guess, internet sites. I'm just gonna say, or you know, the early internet people. So it's brilliant, I think, in a way, because now that's more content for them, and I guess the strategy is they'll move away from the dial-up service because that's what they were. Remember AOL? Remember when you did your dial-up? Matt, do you remember your dial-up? Do you remember what that sounded like?
Of course I do.
What does it sound like? What? I can't do it. You know what I mean? It would take forever.
Right. Yep.
And it was a weird noise. I hated that
noise.
You're
always jealous of the people with the 56K modem? Because that was lightning fast?
Yes. Or, no, this is the best thing. When I first met my husband, he said, are you kidding me with the dial-up? This relationship is going nowhere unless we get wireless. I refuse to do dial-up. But that's what everybody thinks of when they think of AOL. They were the first game in town. And, you know, that's the place where you had to go. So this is a big move by them from the money department. Now they're hanging out with the movers and the shakers. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.